Muaz radiallahu anhu to Yemen as a governor, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised him to command the people to perform salah and to pay zakat. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when they pay zakat, don't take the best of their wealth and protect yourself from the curse of an oppressed person, for there is no barrier between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the dua of an oppressed person. That is the rule whilst collecting zakat, but if the giver wants to happily give the best of his things, it may be accepted from him. A hadith sharif mentions that if someone gives the best of his things or something extra, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him extra rewards for that. Therefore, the giver should choose the best of what he owns for giving a sadaqah, because only that wealth which is spent for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall be of real use to a person. Imam Ghazali rahimahullah says that whoever wants to pay zakat, keeping the akhirah in front of mind, he must follow certain rules. Rule number one, we should know why zakat was made farz and why it was made one of the five pillars of Islam. Imam Ghazali rahimahullah cites three reasons for this. Reason number one is that when a person recites the kalima, a man shows his beliefs in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the only God to be worshipped who has no partners. Reading this kalima becomes a reality and a truth in a person's life when his heart moves away from everything else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wealth is something that a man loves by nature. Thus, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it farz on man to spend it to show the truth of his love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his belief in him as the only being worthy of being obeyed. Through sadaqah, a man's love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is judged. As we understand from the ayat, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله اشترى من المؤمنين أنفسهم وأموالهم بأن لهم الجنة. Certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bought from the mu'mineen, from the believers, their lives and their wealth, because Jannah will be theirs. Inshallah, we'll continue this discussion. Subhanallah.